Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we get to speak with Barb Spies, Director of Mission Services and Pastoral Care at Felician Village. Now, Barb, we've talked before on the show, but I thought we'd talk a little bit about music therapy and the program at Felician Village.
Yeah, you know, we know that all people really enjoy music. I mean, recently we have the Grammy Awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but beyond, you know, that just general enjoyment, research has shown that there are documented benefits to music. So several years ago in 2020, Felician Village began a music therapy program, and it's guided by a certified music therapist. And we got some funding from donors to start the program. We're unique in the area in this offering. Music therapy uses interventions to accomplish individualized goals. The music therapist will gather information about the resident through referrals and conversations with staff, and then they'll conduct an assessment to figure out the needs of that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they set up a plan for meeting those needs. So some examples of goals are things like utilizing cognitive ability to increase verbal communication and self-expression, to elevate mood and decrease anxiety, and also to decrease isolation while increasing engagement.
That sounds a very positive. So what happens during these music therapy sessions?
So initially, we had a music therapist who was on site, and we had a unique opportunity that came up during the pandemic, and that was to have a virtual music therapist. So one of our pastoral care assistants acts as the interventionist for this virtual music therapist. So she brings a computer into the resident's room and connects to the music therapist on Zoom, and then they begin their session where they have some conversation with the resident, and then they move right into the music. So the interventionist supplies any physical items that assist with the session in order to provide some additional like sensory input, and for the resident to work on a range of motion and attention to the music. So the therapist knows the best kind of music and the elements of music to implement for that particular individual so that they can meet their needs.
And the therapist knows, but is there usually a choice of music?
You know, they go with the preferences of the individual who's receiving the therapy. So they might choose hymns or popular songs from that person's era, even polkas. And they also, you know, they might sing prayers or they might sing their conversation in order to help the individual with speaking clearly. In other sessions, there's like simple folk melodies that are implemented and sung by the therapist to increase the positive responses through that familiarity and to help them with reminiscence, which also increases their verbal self-expression.
Hmm.
There's, you know, tempos and the beat of the music that they use in order to provide structure to the session and to improve the focus of that individual's attention. Sometimes the resident will think of a song that they'd really like to sing, and the music therapist and the interventionist will go hunt for versions of that song so that they can learn it for the next session. The interventionist who's on site, also she observes and documents for the music therapist what she can see and experience, like a smile afterwards or foot tapping or humming along. And then also their interactions later in the day or the week with that resident.
So there's a lot of benefits to music therapy, too.
Yes. I mean, we know that music can have a calming effect. We also know it can bring joy, and it affects our emotional responses. But music therapy takes it much further than just, you know, happiness, which is really nice. We might feel like singing along to a favorite song as we drive home is great, but music therapy is documented to increase alertness and decrease anxiety and agitation. So as you can imagine, you know, this can be particularly helpful for an individual who might have a form of dementia. And it can also help with clarity in speech and the ability to just carry on a conversation.
Yeah, that's a big thing, having those benefits. But any possible examples of what's going on?
Yeah, you know, when I first met our music therapist, she told me about an individual that she worked with who had hospice care. And as you might imagine, that can be very difficult for both the individual and the family. This person didn't want any visitors, but did accept the music therapist into their room. And after that first session, the individual invited the therapist to come back and really was much more willing to receive visitors and family members. And so that was a really nice result. Another example was an individual who had Parkinson's and was so frustrated with their slurred speech. The music therapy helped to improve that individual's speech, their vowel sounds, and their ability to open their mouth more to make everything clearer. And that person's family members were just amazed at the increased ability to communicate. So it was a beautiful thing.
Sure.
You know, overall, music therapy works to meet the individual needs of the resident, meets them where they are, following the tempo they need, and offering the sensory input that they're really going to benefit from.
Yeah, music therapy sounds like it does wonders. Barb, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and go enjoy some music.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.